Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
About 13 of them will definitely be affected by this decision by the EFF. So which means that if the deputy mayor leaves office, then it means that the support of the IFP will also dwindle, because I don't think that only the deputy mayors will resign, but also the support that the EFF has been giving the IFP will also disappear, which will then spell trouble for the IFP, which has been doing well thus far.
If we look at the numbers when it comes to these political parties, Professor, the IFP controls 29 of the 54 municipalities within KwaZulu-Natal. 8 of them have EFF deputy mayors. If we look forward into this ongoing instability at local government level, is it also spelling problems in terms of service delivery, especially in municipalities like the economic hub Mshlatuze in Richards Bay?
No, absolutely it does, because any change in leadership will have a direct or indirect impact on service delivery. Because if you don't have a deputy mayor, then obviously it means there is a vacancy and that person would have been allocated certain responsibilities. So if the position is vacant, then it means that there will be a vacuum until such time that such a position is filled. So in the interim, then it means that people are going to suffer. Are the voters who are expecting those services to be delivered to them. If you look at the one we're referring to, this is Mhlatuze. Basically, at Mhlatuze, the ANC had the highest number of votes, but then as I indicated earlier on, they just fell short of the 50+1, in which case then the IFP worked with the EFF and other parties after their discussions with the ANC had failed. So then in this case then, if ever there is any disturbance in the leadership of that municipality, then it means that the services are most likely to be halted until such time that stability is reinstated. So people are going to suffer, not necessarily politicians, but the men and women on the ground.
Professor, let's take an overall look at coalition politics, because recently we've seen smaller political parties become more powerful because of their coalitions, like in Johannesburg with the minority party Al-Jamaa getting a mayoral position in the city of Johannesburg because of their coalitions. Do we now need to look at how to regulate these coalition processes to ensure that we don't face this ongoing instability at the local government level?
They should have been regulated long time ago, because it's clear at the moment that we don't seem to understand how coalition politics works. That is the fact. You'll see this when I have only one seat, and then I'm saying to you, because you need one seat to be able to run a municipality or a province or the country, I can give you my one seat, but then my condition is that I'll be deputy mayor, or I'll be municipal manager, or I'll be something. So basically, you go there already having demands that are too high and that are not in line with the number of seats that you have. So definitely, regulating these coalitions is something that should have been done by now already, because it's clear that in 2024, there are very slim chances that there will be a particular political party that will make the 50+1 threshold, in which case then we'll go for a coalition government, which will not be sustainable. Parties will agree today, and then tomorrow the marriage falls apart, and then of course people will suffer on the ground. That is exactly what is going to happen unless these coalitions are regulated now rather than later.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.